In order to provide comfort and support to Holocaust survivors during the pandemic, the Genesis 123 Foundation has launched Hug a Holocaust Survivor Project. Learn how this project is dedicated to mending the rift between Christians and Jews after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
The Hug a Holocaust Survivor Project encourages people around the world to send letters of encouragement, support, and unconditional love to survivors. The program focuses on Christian participants, as fewer and fewer Christians have had any direct personal interaction with Jewish survivors. The letter-writing idea was initiated with a church in Canada, whose elderly members are also suffering isolation and loneliness due to the pandemic. A website was launched where people are able to send their greetings electronically, and these messages can be translated into Hebrew, Russian, and even Yiddish, no matter in what language they are sent. Participants are asked to make at least a $2 donation in lieu of postage, which will support programs that help Holocaust survivors. The proceeds of these donations will help provide for needs where they are not being met. Working with existing organizations in Israel to provide survivors with what they need, Genesis 123 is appealing for broad-based participation. Reverend Linda Chandler, a Genesis 123 Foundation board member who has studied the Holocaust, emphasized the urgency for Christians to support this appeal. She says, "As Christians, it's a sacred obligation to help care for and comfort these people who suffered unspeakable horrors as young men and women. As they age and get sick and die at a faster rate, it is an opportunity that will only exist for a short time. Because so many suffered, quote-unquote, church-sponsored anti-Semitism, it's an opportunity to show them true Christian love and repent for the sins of those who misrepresented our theology." This time last year, the liberation of Auschwitz celebrated its 75th anniversary in Israel. There were only 192,000 remaining Holocaust survivors, 15,000 fewer than the year before because of the high death rate among the aging survivors. At this rate, within 12 years, there will be no more living survivors among us. With this in mind, Reverend Chandler added, "God willing, we will show abundant love that will bless these precious people who suffered so much, so they live their remaining years in comfort without any fears." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.